I had a friend years ago who was a very zealous Christian. She was married to a Christian man who was not as zealous as she was. We had dinner with him, and he said, saying the Lord's Prayer once a week should be enough. I looked at my friend, and we both shared mutual expressions of chagrin. God wants our worship to be more than a once-a-week event and not restricted to any particular day. Worship was meant to be a continual feast. This little story popped out of me over the weekend. I hope you enjoy it. I did. There was a man who wandered city streets and wished they were woodland paths. He looked up at the tall buildings and dreamed that they were majestic mountains. Dissatisfied with his view, he wandered away until the city streets did turn into woodland paths and the buildings dissolved into a splendid mountain view. He built a cabin on one of them and taught himself to live off the land and filled his days with work that was his play. But something was missing. In his haste to leave his past behind, he had neglected to provide a calendar, so he discovered that he was lost in time. At first he didn't notice in the joy of his newfound solitude, but his lack of keeping track of where he was in the cosmos began to bother him, especially since the neglected, dormant seeds of his Christian faith began to bloom again in these forests of God's handiwork. He no longer knew where Christmas would be or Christ's resurrection. Then one day, while he was cleaning his cabin, he remembered that he had taken his mother's Bible, rarely read, yet cherished because of who it had belonged to. On an afternoon when the sun was shining and his heart was yearning, he sat in his handmade rocking chair on the porch and read it. He thought that maybe it would provide a clue as to where Christmas and Easter were hidden, so he could celebrate appropriately on the proper day. He couldn't find the specific days in the multitude of pages as he thought he might. He did notice that there were lots of feasts and that God apparently liked to watch his people eat the food he had provided. The hermit noticed that there were three of them in the very beginning, when Moses was commanded by the Lord to educate his people. A hermit thought that was interesting, that there were three of them, and that he also had to eat three meals a day. He mused. Since I don't know when Christmas is or the Lord's resurrection, maybe I can celebrate these feasts instead three times a day. So that's what he did. When he ate his breakfast, he celebrated the miracle of an empty tomb and thanked God for the gift of eternal life. At noon, he celebrated the Lord's coming, long ago and once again in the future that could be any moment. In the evening, over simple fare, he solemnly gave thanks for the death of his Savior that gave him life. He always slept well, and when the morning returned to beckon him awake, he started all over again, celebrating his Lord with three meals a day. Then one morning, some travelers arrived at his doorstep. They were hiking in the mountains as part of a Christian retreat. The hermit joyfully welcomed them to rest a while at his humble abode. When he served them breakfast, he thanked the Lord for his empty tomb. At noon, the guests shared his gratitude for the Lord's coming, and in the evening, thanks were given for the death that gave them life. Even though the visitors enjoyed these three simple feasts, they were surprised to learn that the hermit had no calendar and had no idea when to celebrate Christmas or Easter. "This is all you do?" they asked. "How do you know when it's Sunday?" They were simply aghast when they heard that he worshipped every day with every meal and even in between mealtime, just on his own, with no prompting from any calendar. The visitors' faces grew solemn and stern. They nodded politely and retreated to their sleeping bags in silence. The next morning, they left early, refusing to partake of the morning celebration. They bid him a hasty goodbye, and as they walked away, the hermit thought he heard one of them say an unfamiliar word, "heretic." Not really understanding the context in which it was uttered, the hermit smiled and waved goodbye. As the sunlight glistened upon his dishes on the table, he warmed his tea and prepared to feast, thanking God for an empty tomb at breakfast, rejoicing at the Lord's coming at noon, and reverently worshiping and thanking God for the death that gave him life at his humble evening meal. He was happy.